Head coach Matt Mackersack joins us on the postgame show. And coach, you always said if you want to go down with those guys, you want to go down with your guys that are on the floor today. Grand Valley State shoots 62.5% behind the three-point line, 61.5% for the game. And we all know as basketball people, that's tough to overcome when they just don't miss.
I thought they were really good. I don't know. It always comes off like you're just saying, well, there's nothing we could have done. And, you know, it's not true. You can defend better. You can, I'm sure we made a lot of mistakes on film, but maybe more so than any game we played all year, I thought they were awesome. And I thought they have a lot to be proud of. I really thought, you know, we played first half offensively our absolute A game. I even thought defensively in the first half we were pretty good. And, they just kept making plays to keep it close. And that's probably, in hindsight, we probably need to be up 15 with how well we played in the first half. And then the second half, they just jumped all over us. We responded, got it back where we took that one-point lead with like 8 minutes to go. And they called timeout. And to their credit, they just took it to us the last 8 minutes. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating to lose, but it's not frustrating that they won, if that makes sense. Like, that team deserves to be playing in that game tomorrow, and I thought they made a bunch of winning big-time plays.
Let's talk about one of the game changers in this, and the goaltending that wasn't goaltending. You're down 74-68 at this point. It looked like there was a goaltend that did not get called. I guess take us through what's reviewable, not reviewable, why it didn't get to review. What was the explanation that you were told?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think we had a great crew today. I think they made a mistake. If you call it now on the floor, you get a chance to review it. If you don't call it on the floor, you don't get a chance to review it. I thought it was a pretty easy goaltend. But we got the offensive rebound, we got fouled. So just make your two free throws and no big deal. But we go for two there. And I think those are the plays that, you know, when you lose, you remember that little stretch, or you remember, you know, some other little stretches. But at the end of the day, we made a lot of plays on offense that second half that just can't happen. Now, if we're going to just blame it on being tired, I'm not so sure that's totally unfair. But then we have to come up with a better strategy so we are less tired, because at the end of the day, we had too many turnovers that were bad turnovers, and we didn't make shots that were open shots, and we didn't finish at the rim finishes that, you know, there was contact. But on the other end, we were fouling probably worse, and they weren't calling those either, but Grand Valley was finishing through the contact. So, I think that game came down to the second half, whether we're going to talk about because of injuries or because we're tired, or if we're just going to say this would be the case either way. Grand Valley was a significantly better basketball team than us, and they played at a really high level for, I thought, the whole game. And that's how you lose.
Docs, Dunn, Grzulis, they all had phenomenal games, and we talked about on the pregame show. They're very unselfish with the basketball, and they moved it around, and Max Weisbro leaves your team with 24 points. Their next best player was 23, but they moved the basketball around, and they had multiple players in double figures.
Yeah, I mean, the first half, I want to say the assists were like, we had like 10 and they had like 3. So I'm like, okay, this is going well. Like, they're scoring in ISOs. We're scoring with some ball movement. I really like how we're playing. And then the second half, it seemed like they started moving it around. I don't know if their assists still ended up that high, but they were moving around a lot more and we were playing more stagnant. And again, I'm just saying, like, fatigue is part of it. Whether it's complaining or what, we just aren't healthy enough, and our fatigue was an issue. And maybe that is, you know, maybe we got to play more guys. Maybe we got to play a little bit different tempo. All those things are within my control as a coach. But I'm have a hard time blaming our guys when they left everything out on the floor and hit a wall physically. And so I got to go back to work and try to fix it. And that's the next challenge we have coming up.
We got to ask, last game at the Barry Event Center, what's that mean to you and your Wildcats? 25 of 28 you go out here on, and we talked about in the pregame, but the three losses were to Grand Valley, but you put up one heck of a fight at the Barry, where people say it's not a basketball facility and you just can't win there.
Yeah, I mean, 5 years ago, it's not a basketball town. It's not a basketball facility. You'll never get interest. you can't win at Northern. Got a lot of that. Can't win at Northern in basketball or football. And it's all been proven wrong. And the best part about it being proven wrong is the people that might have thought that wanted to be wrong. Like it was people that cared deeply about Northern, the school, and Northern, the basketball program, and people in the city of Marquette, and just how joyful people have been with the way that our season and the last couple of years have gone. It's something our players should be really proud of. I'm really proud of it. I'm really proud of how hard, you know, everyone has worked, but then the response we've gotten from the community. I mean, what's going on here isn't going on other places. Attendance wise, we're doing better. While everyone else's games are being less attended, ours have been more attended, and you know, a little bittersweet going out that way in the Barry. But at the same time, I don't think we have anything to hang our heads on. I'm frustrated by some things today. I have no frustration with these kids or what they're doing or how much they care or the work they've put in. And I couldn't be more proud of the group. And luckily for us, it is an end. But it's also the beginning of something pretty cool. And hopefully, you know, we can learn from this, but also, you know, rev up to give it everything we have for, you know, 1, 2, 3 weeks, because the reason we all do this is to play in March and to play in March Madness and to play in the NCAA tournament. And you know, knock on wood, I think we're pretty safe, but to go to the NCAA tournament 2 years in a row, that's something that maybe I didn't even know if that was possible 5 years ago.
And we know there is going to be another game, or should be another game, in Indianapolis. 99% likely it's going to be in Indianapolis next weekend. But Coach, thanks for joining us in the post game. We'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Head Coach Matt Makrzak on the Radio Results Network postgame show.